Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are having a riot today. You got to get down here and check us out, man. We are at the Deltaplex on the north end of Grand Rapids. We're at the Hunt and Time Expo. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, it's a good day to be Jop and Bob. That's all I can say. I wouldn't want to be anybody else right now.
No. We're out here looking at this beautiful snowfall. We got a white blanket covering everything, and we're inside. There's 350 exhibitors here. I saw a guy walk by a little earlier. He had a whole bear rug over him. It looked like it was just a bear walking through here with a couple little human legs underneath it.
Hey,
pretty cool.
We've got a lot of friends here, too. I was spending a little bit of time yesterday in Alan Bob's booth.
Right.
That's how I got this sweet Bowtech hat.
Yeah, our friends from Zager's are here. Todd was just on. But right now, we've got, it's real interesting. There's a whole variety of things. I'm looking at an English setter pup just walking in right now. Good looking dog. Boy, he's all fired up, ready to go.
He's cocking his leg.
But anyway, you know why? Because he might have had some beer from the Primetime Brewers. And with us right now, we've got Eric Fouch. Eric, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're good. These guys are set up right next to our booth where we're grilling, and they're not actually selling beer, but you're part of a brewer's club, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Primetime Brewers, a bunch of guys that like to get together, brew beer, and enjoy good beer. And we just formed a club, and we just help each other brew better beer. We're licensed with the American Homebrew Association. We participate in competitions, and it's just a good time. And unfortunately, we can't hand out samples due to Liquor Control Commission laws and whatnot. But this morning, I had some nice roast boar for breakfast and knocked that back with a little bit of homebrew.
Hey, nice. Yeah, again, there's a little bit of genius in the design back there. I was kind of self-thinking of my own interest.
Yeah, here we go.
This back end.
Bob helped lay that out, so here we go. Yeah, I want it now.
Really do.
Hey, but anyway, they've got a brewing club that you guys can come in and find out about this, right? And can anybody join, or
yeah,
what's that
anybody,
look like?
It's open to any members. We're constantly growing. We probably add one or two members a month. We're at about 45, 50 paid members. About half of that typically show up for any meetings that we have. We meet twice a month, once informally on the first Thursday at a local watering hole, beer bar, or brew pub. We call it Thirsty Thursday. And then the third Thursday of the month, we meet at different locations that rotates around. And we have a regular business-type meeting and then a judging competition. The website is www.primetimebrewers.com. Check that for updates where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. And membership, your first year is $15. After that, it's $20 a year. You get a membership card. It gets you 10% discount at all the homebrew supply shops. We've got some business cards at the booth with some of our sponsors. They give 10% off. If you brew a lot, your membership pays for itself.
Great. Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. It's
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
We're cooking up lunch for you. So get back
it.
To work.
Yep.
And
I'm mashed in back there with a foreign extra stout, so I got to go start my sparge.
All right. It's sweet. Right. Thanks a lot.
I don't know what kind of gas that burns, but it's probably expensive. But coming up next, right now, we've got sitting in with us is Brad Hoger. Brad has the real man's toys back there, baby. He's with U.S. Golf Cars, and there are some all-terrain vehicles that's got the grilling guys written all over it. Man,
yeah.
Do I got cart envy. I create grill envy. You got cart envy, baby.
And they're not just for golfing anymore.
Oh, no. We use them for everything. Hunting is a big-time area that we are expanding into. We've brought in a Stealth product, which is an electric 4x4. There's a wide variety of them now. They are products which are designed to take you out into the woods quietly and with no scent. So you can get close to your blind, park the thing, and not have to worry about the animals locating you.
You know, I have first-hand experience with that, where I hunt up at Whipple Lake up with Ted Baucamp there. His buddy Tim comes over from the crazies from the other side of the lake come over. Tim's got this, one of your carts. It's all camoed out, and that sucker will sneak right up on us in the dark when we're sitting around the campfire. I mean, he'll literally bump the back of the chair as you're sitting there at the campfire. You don't even hear the thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Practical jokes are a part of this game.
Yeah. So how long does one of those things hold a charge? If I'm going up to hunting camp, do I have to charge it while I'm there, or what's the story
on
that?
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to charge them. Electric cars have capacity to go about 25 miles on individual charge, and a lot of that depends on the steepness of the terrain and how many people you have onto it. But they're not just two-mile items. People get a misconception about electric vehicles. Realistically, a regular golf cart itself will do 35 miles. And a lot of people actually end up with a golf cart that they just camo out with a can of spray paint and have a good time with it rather than buying these expensive, fancy ones. But either way, you got to get out there and enjoy the woods. This is a great way to
Are there still Obama bucks for those?
Well, there's a 10% federal tax credit on the street legal versions of them, and yes, you can get this stealth product in a street legal version, clear up to an 8-passenger vehicle.
25 miles. I mean, I've never ridden my mule or anything that far in a day anyway, so that's a lot of range.
Yeah.
So you just bring a generator to camp with
you. Yeah, if you happen to be up at deer camp up north, bring your generator along.
We do anyway.
So it just plugs into regular 120. You fire up the generator and it'll charge it up.
Yep.
Yeah, get a charger or whatever it may be.
You charge in an overnight situation, so every day you get onto it, you're back to 25-plus miles you're going with this baby.
You know what? And I've got another bud I hunt with over by Forrester in the Thumb area. And he's got a gas unit, and he's got bad knees, so he's always taking that Kawasaki deal back in the woods, and you can hear him coming for a half mile. This thing, that's sweet the way you do it, man. You just creep
Sneaking
through the woods.
Things is the way to go.
Absolutely.
So you said these things are four-wheel drive as well?
Yep. They've got vehicles that are completely four-wheel drive all the time, and then you've got some that have selector switches onto them that will allow you to run them in two-wheel drive for maximum distance when you don't need to be in four-wheel drive.
Because most of the time you don't. Those tires you put on those things are great.
It's pretty rare. We actually even flip them into four-wheel drive. They're such amazing things on their own.
If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're at Hunting Time Expo down at the Delta Plex. We're having a great time hanging out with real men, real toys. And you got to see this, what's the name of that 4x, the camo that
Stealth
I'm getting?
Stealth Vector we got in the booth right now.
Stealth Vector. Take a coordinate on that.
Yeah.
It's in the back of the auditorium. It's just right across from where we're doing our deal. And I tell you what, you got to go check one of these things out. What do those things run? I mean, a price range on those.
Well, right now, show special, you're looking at about $11,000 for the unit I've got.
But that's the cat daddy, man.
That is
a Mac
really,
daddy.
Really nice unit right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate you having me. Yeah.
All right, we'll have a little venison steak for you later.
Yeah, and I'll be over to see you guys.
The wild boar's coming off the smoker right now.
All right, thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we're going to break down what's going on with the show here. We're going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. Oh, my gosh, there goes a guy with a yellow lab puppy walking out of here. This is the Hunting Time Expo. You got to come down here and check it out at the Delta Plex. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
And I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hi, this is Chris Marks from the Three Little Pigs World Championship Barbecue Team. And yes, I use the Goodwin Smoker. The reason I use the Goodwin Smoker, it's easy. You can cook like a champion with the Goodwin Smoker. Come see us at www.aceofheartsbarbecue.com. Sign up for our newsletter for the greatest barbecue tips you can ever think of. Our smokers are a big convection oven. You're basically cooking with indirect heat. Come visit one of the local dealers in the area. Look for classes, accessories, barbecue supplies, and all the championship rubs and sauces that we use in the true competition circuit. Whether you're feeding three or 333, the Goodwin has a model for you. We have a complete line of smokers from the entry level all the way up to the high-end competition level. We now have a line of sauces and rubs that are gluten-free and MSG-free. The Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs Barbecue Sauces and Rubs at aceofheartsbarbecue.com. That's aceofheartsbbq.com.
Saturday night, Greg Monroe and the Pistons travel to Philly to take on Elton Brand and the 76ers. Listen to all the action live beginning at 6 p.m. right here on 107.3 WBBL-FM. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local up at the Deltaplex on the north end of Grand Rapids. It's a little bit snowy out there, but I tell you what, a couple thousand people have already turned out for this thing. This is fantastic. There's 350 exhibitors up here. We've had a host of them on. We're going to have a bunch more of them on in the next hour. Bob and I are doing a little grilling up here. Bob, what are we cooking later today?
I think we've got a little bit of blackberry we're going to be throwing on the smoker. We've got just a little bit of elk and moose, mostly venison and wild boar, and I don't know. I really need Merle, if you're listening, Merle from Alan Bob's, if you're listening, we need some more elk, dude. So I know you've got some in your freezer, and I'm sporting your hat down here. You can at least bring some stinking meat down here. I can't believe Merle's not here. This is like his gig.
Yeah. I know, it's just fun, but Alan Bob's is here. I just don't think he's here. But the Grilling Guys are going to be live and local in addition to the Deltaplex today. On the 11th, we're going to be out at Sobey's Meats. Our friend Tim Sobey over there on Remembrance Road here in Grand Rapids is we're going to be doing a little grand opening type thing with him and doing a little remote over there. On the 18th, we got a pond hockey that we're going to be doing out on Murray Lake, northeast of Grand Rapids. That's going to be just a riot out there. We've got about 300-400 people. Are going to be playing pond hockey, and we're curling. This will be our first attempt at curling, throwing the stone on the ice. So I can't wait to watch Bob do that in his thong.
It's camo, though, man. Come
Maybe
on.
I won't see it, huh?
Give me a break. Yeah. We do have some great gigs coming up. Later on in the show, in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Matt Pacella from the 211 Bar and Grill up on Black Lake. Jop, you're going to miss it next weekend, but we're going up. It's going to be fun.
Sturgeon,
you want to do some snowmobiling with us next weekend, just hit our website because we've got rooms available.
That's right. That's going to be there's a 5-day sturgeon season up there. Bob's going to go celebrate the oldest fish on earth and try to spear some of those. But you know, we had the guy on in the last segment with regard to the Brewers group. We need to talk a little bit about our grilling club, because hit us on the website, thegrillingguys.com, and you can sign up for the grilling club. Doesn't cost anything, but what we're trying to do is put some like-minded people together so we can meet once a month, share recipes, share techniques, maybe an elbow, and just get to know each other and have a little bit of fun. So we're putting that together. Hopefully our first meeting is here in a month, and we'll get that going and communicate with everybody. But check us out on thegrillingguys.com and sign up, and we'll get some information out to you.
That's right, and you can just come back to our booth here at the Deltaplex, and we'll get it going. So, sign up here and have your first taste.
All right, coming up next, we've got Tom Hill from Monster Whitetail Hunt Club. He's got a bunch of videos he's brought here, so stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.